This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, with the government shutdown, we didn't have any export sales today, so how were the grain and livestock markets trading without that?
Higher. Market was triggered, had a late rally midday yesterday when Trump posted on his Truth Social media site that he was going to meet with China at the end of October, discuss the ag trade. So the market liked the sound of that. Rallied. There's nothing firm. A lot of rumors about the China-U.S. trade, but market liked the sound of that, that he came out and specifically addressed it. He's aware of the situation. And the market rallied midday yesterday and has continued the rally today with beans up 11 cents. The bean market is the one most impacted by this news. And beans, the middle of September, broke hard when a Friday phone call a couple of weeks ago with President Xi didn't amount to just to talking about TikTok and nothing about the ag. So the market broke off that about 50 cents. And now the market is coming back up on news that they are going to meet at the end of October and discuss ag.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
At the close, December corn up 5 1/4 at 421 3/4. November soybeans up 10 3/4 at 1023 3/4. December soybean meal up 570 at 279.30. Soybean oil up 2 cents at 50.44. On the Merck, October live cattle down 57 at 230.52. October feeders down 467 at 354.30. Lean hogs up 25 cents at 98.67. October pork cutout went unchanged at 105.45. And that's been a check of the closing market prices right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.